Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillments of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute, and we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, Streaming Plus license, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless from the Haven of Hope God. Church.
Hebrews 9 and 24. I'll be preaching today. I had about 10 or 12 different ones that I was going to pick from for this weekend for today. Last night when I pulled into the parking lot for the Valentine's Steak Dinner, the Lord spoke something into my heart. And I wrote it down. Stuff I wrote down, probably ain't going to get near it. But I know what He spoke to me, and I'm going to go in that direction. Hebrews 9:24, and if you're capable of standing, please stand to honor the reading of God's Word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hebrews 9:24 says, "For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us." Hallelujah. Would you stretch your hands this way and pray for me this morning? My most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, I come before your throne today, dear Lord, seeking your divine unction. I am your obedient vessel today, dear Lord. I will speak what you give me. I will be as obedient to you, dear Lord, as I am humanly capable. But I need your help. I need your touch today, dear God. Anoint me today, dear God, with your divine unction, with the Holy Spirit today, dear Lord, that I would bring forth this word in a way that would glorify you, that would magnify you, that would go up into the throne room of heaven and would be a fragrance, dear God, that goes into your nostrils. I let the word go forward today, dear Lord, such that all those under the sound of my voice in this house and through the media of live stream, dear God, that they would receive this word into their hearts and they would be drawn closer to you. And that their hearts and souls would be touched by you and their souls be nourished by you in this word. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and pray. And everybody said, amen. You can be seated. Psalm 15 and 1 says, "The Lord who shall abide in thy tabernacle, who shall dwell in his holy hills. He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, he nor doeth evil with his neighbor, nor taketh up reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a person is contempt. But he honoreth them that fear the Lord, and that sweareth to his own heart hurt, and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money for usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent, he that doeth these things shall never be moved. Pulled into the driveway last night. Pulled back there in the back, hauling the grill behind me on the trailer. And when I stopped the truck, I heard the Lord speak into my heart. Into your presence. And that was odd to me. Because he didn't say into my presence. He said into your presence. And I began to, I was like, well, Lord, I don't get it. I don't understand. Because you're always, you're everywhere. You're always in my presence. How do I? And he said, no, that's not what I mean. He said, I'm not speaking as though you were calling out to me and begging me to allow me. Oh, I feel the anointing moving. I'm not speaking to you as though you were asking me to allow you into my presence. But I'm telling you what your soul should. Lord, let me into your presence. Hallelujah. I have been praying and seeking the face of God for this church for the past year or so, because it seemed like the level of worship and praise and adoration in this Pentecostal church had all but died. It did. And I've been praying and seeking God's face, and while I was praying and seeking God's face, in the past 3 or 4 weeks, praise be unto God, there has been a fire. And the Lord spoke a message into my heart. It was one that I was thinking about preaching today. There is a fire. There's a fire burning. Come on, somebody. There's a fire burning in this church, in this Pentecostal church. There's a Pentecostal fire burning. But in order for us to get where we need to have an understanding of what it is that we're looking for, we need to get into his presence. When you get into the presence of God, yeah, so much for the notes. I can remember when I first got saved, I would go into my room. I had just bought a guitar. I bought a guitar and I said, Lord, because I didn't play it. Mom and Dad bought me my first one when I was 11. And I tried and tried and tried, but I couldn't play that guitar. I had picked up a bass guitar. I'd learned how to play enough to play along with other folks, but I still wasn't a guitar player. But when I got saved at 19 years old, I used to pass by this old country music store on 42 when I went back and forth between Fuquay Marina and my mom and daddy's house. And I stopped in there one Friday afternoon and I saw this beautiful black Hondo Les Paul guitar. And it just jumped out at me, made me want it so bad. And I asked the man, I said, can I try that? And I tried that guitar out and I couldn't play. I didn't know what I was doing. I couldn't play. And I said, I want this guitar. I said, Lord, teach me. Lord, I want to play. And the man said, well, you can't play that guitar without an amplifier. I said, I know, and I don't have one. He said, well, I got one sitting right here. So I put that guitar and that amplifier on layaway. I paid $825 for that guitar and that amplifier. Put it on layaway, and for weeks I paid on it. Every time I went back and forth to Mom and Daddy's house, I'd stop in there and pay on it. On the way home, the day I bought it, I was on my way home, and I went to... got back to Fuquay, and when I got back to Fuquay, I went into my room and I made an altar on my bed and I laid that guitar up there on that altar and I said, Lord, I want to play to glorify your name so bad. Lord, I want to play so intensely. I want to play. Lord, please teach me to play this guitar, and if you teach me to play it, I promise you I'll never let it be used for anything but your glory. And I started trying to, I took my amplifier and my guitar to church. And I started playing. And I started playing along. And I shocked myself that I was able to play along. And not long after, I was beginning to play, and I would look at my fingers, and my fingers were doing things that I didn't know I could do. And it was God's anointing. And I'm going to stop right there, and I'm going to make a little thing. When I prayed that prayer over that guitar, I said, Lord, teach me to play it, and I'll make sure it's never used for anything but your glory. I didn't really realize what I had done. What I was saying was, God, I'll never play it with anything but your music, anything but songs that glorify you. But what I didn't realize I was also saying was, I'll never let anybody else play it, and they'll never play anything but what glorifies you. So when it came time for me to want another guitar, I couldn't sell that one. Because if I did, they would play it with anything they wanted to, and I would be breaking a promise to God. That's why I've got so many guitars, because when I want a new one, I go get it. Well, I used to. I quit buying guitars. I quit buying in February of 2023. Brother Bob went with me to buy my last one. If I get another one now, I'm building it. I'm making it out of stuff I've already got. And that's the reason I have so many. But I said all of that to get to this point. I sat in my room with that guitar at Mom and Dad's house, because it wasn't long after that I quit my job in Fuquay and I moved back home, because living in Fuquay, Verena, I was fighting against living in sin. My girlfriend, it was difficult. And the Lord told me, he said, you ain't never going to get where you got to go with her. So you know what I said? See ya. And I went home, back to Mom and Dad's house, and I was sitting in my room, my bedroom in Mom and Dad's house. And I bought me some Christian records. The vinyl ones that you put on a record player. And they were worship songs. They were contemporary, not the old style, because it was the most difficult thing I could do to play the old style stuff in the church. But I got them records and I started playing songs. El Shaddai. Oh, and other worship songs. That one song says, I want to be in the center of your will. I can't remember what it was, but I would sit there and I would get lost in it. And I would play, and my fingers was doing things I could not do. And the glory of the Lord was moving into my room. And you know what, I don't know if I could call it that or not. I think what I should call it is, I was entering into the presence of God. Saints, Lord, I don't want to say that. We've lost the hunger to get into God's presence. There's been so many times that the Lord has spoke to my heart when it would come time to preach a Sunday night message. And I'd be working, trying to get it ready. And the Lord would stop me from whatever I was working on, and he would say to me, let my people celebrate me. Let my people worship me. And I said, okay. You know what? I've come to find out that what God meant by those things was, can you imagine the throne room of heaven? Can you imagine the Lord God the Father sitting there on his throne? The incense is burning on the altar. The fragrance of the incense is going up through the throne room. And what's supposed to be mixed with that fragrance and that the incense burning out of the golden censer on the altar is supposed to be incense and the prayers and the praises of God's people. And that the prayers and the praises mixes with the smoke of the incense, and it fills the room of the throne room of God, and it goes into the nostrils of God. And he just breathes it into his lungs. He takes your praises, your worship, starts out in your heart, in your soul, and it enters into your lungs, in the air in your lungs, and it comes through your vocal cords, and you express it from your lungs, and the worship that's in your heart, the adoration. When I'm worshiping God, sometimes I forget to talk. Sometimes I just take whatever that love and that worship is that's in my heart, and I just offer it up to Him. And do you know what happens when you take that love and that worship and that adoration in your heart and you offer it up to God? He breathes it in. He breathes it into His nostrils. He takes it into His lungs. Your praises, your love, your worship, your adoration goes into God's lungs. Well, brother, sometimes I don't feel like worshiping God. You ain't supposed to feel like it all the time. Sometimes you're supposed to offer a praise and a sacrifice to God because He's God, not because you feel like it. It's because He's God and He deserves it. Come on, somebody. Oh, I feel His presence. I can feel Him in this room saying, preach it. Preach it. Tell Him I'm hungry. Tell Him I'm aching. Tell Him I want to experience their love. I want to experience their adoration. I want to experience the joy, the worship that they offer. Saints, think about this. God made the angels, and they were created for a purpose, to worship Him night and day. Night and day, He's got angels circling His throne saying, God, You are holy. Praise to the Lord, He that was and is to come. All glory, honor, and praise be unto Him. He's got them angels circling His throne day and night, 24/7. But they don't have a choice. When God made you, He gave you a choice. And He did that for selfish reasons. And that's not a negative thing to say against God. He did it because He wanted true worship. He wanted true adoration. He wanted true love from somebody that offered it to Him, not because they had to, but because they wanted to. And when we offer up our praises, it starts in our heart, comes out of our mouth, and comes out of our spirit. It goes up to God. There's an angel that comes and collects all those praises and those prayers and takes them up to the throne room of heaven and places them in that censer and sets fire to that censer with the incense and with the prayers and praises of the saints. And it goes up and fills all the room of God, and He breathes it in. He goes, but there is a sad indictment against the church today. When our prayers and our praises are not in that center, when God desires them. Well, if I got to praise God all the time, I will praise the Lord continually. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Well, why we got to worship Him like that? Because He blessed you. He blessed me. He washed away my sins, wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. He sent that beautiful woman and told me when I first laid eyes on her, He said, I'm giving her to you, and you'll walk together on this long road. And there will be times when she is literally holding you up while you're walking. And there have been times, and she is doing that now. When it's wearing her out to hold me up, she's still doing it. And He gave me those two beautiful baby girls. And when those babies was born, a new love and a new joy entered into my heart that I never thought was possible. I experienced that. And that love and that new joy changed me. It changed me so much it changed the way I thought. My thought pattern switched because of the love He gave me with those two babies. And oh, dear God, Thank you, Jesus, when Papaw's Precious was born. When Papaw's Precious was born, I was standing there at that glass window in the hospital, and I couldn't do nothing but cry. Joy was so powerful in my heart, tears streamed down my face. There was a young adult standing there from this church with me, and they looked at me like, what kind of wimpy nut are you? And I didn't care what they thought, because Papaw's Precious was on the other side of that window. And you would not believe how many times I thought about doing away with that window and grabbing that baby. And when that young'un, the first time, she walked up to Papaw and lifted her arms up to me and said, Papaw, take it. And I picked her up and she put her arms around my neck. And she loved me. Brand new thought patterns emerged. And now, I can come close to imagining the desire of God's heart when it comes to me and you. I can come close to imagining just how, because when that baby ain't with us, when the baby comes and stays, the house is so full of life and so full of joy. And Big Mama is the happiest she ever is. And Papaw is the happiest he ever is, because she's constantly coming and giving us loves and hugs. And when she goes home, Sister Renee says it all the time, life has left this house. And the joy went right with it. We got her a phone that she can call us and look at us on the phone. And we do it all the time. Sometimes she'll leave my house, and before she can get home, I'm hitting that button because I want to see her again. I can't stand her not being there. I can't stand it right now. She's over at Children's Church and not in here with me. And the first thing she, the first time that young'un ever said, I love Papaw. I had it. I recorded it, and I laughed a maniacal laugh like some evil megamaniacal maniac. And I recorded it, and it is now my notifications on my phone, because I love it. And when she comes up to me and she goes through that whole spiel she does, and she does it every time she sees me and every time she's getting ready to leave. Because I so strong. And she, I said, baby, do you get tired of doing that? She said, no. I said, why not? She said, because I see your face when I do it. She says, you love it so much. She said, you smile so big. She said, I'm going to do this forever. And she knows she can get anything she wants out of Papaw. But I sit there and I think about all the joy that happens from my wife, from my children, from that grandbaby. And I can now understand why the Lord said to me, into your presence, because he wanted us. He wanted it to come from us. He wanted us to say, Lord, allow me, draw me, bring me into your presence. And I got to tell you, I went through all of that right there. I knew when the Lord gave me this message, I wrote down about 8 or 10 pages of notes. Ain't none of them, I ain't talking about none of them. But I knew when I wrote it, the Lord said, you can write that all you want to just so you'll feel better, but you ain't preaching that. He said, you're going to walk up there and I'm going to tell you what to say. And I said, okay, that's fine. I said, all of that, I brought you to a specific point about the great love and joy we experience when those children and grandchildren express. Can you imagine how badly, go ahead, Mason. Can you imagine how badly the Lord God, the Father, desires to hear you walk up to him and say, "Daddy, take it." How badly he desires, and he deserves it, because he has written your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. He has blotted out your name in the Book of Death. You're on your way to heaven, and you're going to miss hell completely because of what he did. He sent his, he took part of himself out of himself and sent him here to become a baby. And he grew up as a man. And he took all that torment and all that torture and that murder upon his body for one reason: so that he could reach out to you and compel you to come to God the Father and reach up and say, "God, take me." Woo! Glory to God. It don't matter what you're feeling. It don't matter where you don't feel nothing while what I'm talking about. It don't matter. What matters right now is that God is asking you. God is asking you. Invite yourself into my presence. Come to where I am. And I'm saying that to you right now. There's an invitation. God is saying, "Will you come to me? Do you want to come to me? Do you want to come and love me?" Hallelujah. "Do you want to come and worship me?" Hallelujah. "Do you want to lift up your heart, lift up your arms to me, lift up your soul to me?" Hallelujah. This altar is open for you.
Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Jesus, I know you're the Son of God.
Jesus, I know you're the Son of God.
I know you died on the cross for me. Forgive me, Jesus.
Open your heart. Forgive me, Jesus.
Be a Christian.
Make me a new Christian.
It's the devil in the face.
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803. A Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kids Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night, Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m., and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m., or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, Hope for the Hopeless in a Hopeless World. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.